Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalet, the second line on the top of Daf Kuf Yudalet Amud Aleph, and we are in the middle of discussing the din of a mashkin shaloi b'shas halvah, and the Mishnah taught us a machlekes between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon Gamliel. We saw Reb Shimon Gamliel ima afla atzmai ina machse alad shloishim yoyim, umi shloishim yoyim ula halon, moichrim bezin, that even though the Torah teaches us that you have to give back any item that Oni needs in order to survive either his kli yoyim b'yoyim or kli laila b'laila, however, that is only for the first 30 days, but once it's after 30 days, then the lender and Beis Din has a right to go and sell any of the assets of the borrower in order to pay off the lender. And even if those items are the items that are needed, kedei chayav, and for example, as the Brice has taught us, you give a mito mito matzel asher, a mito mito mapitz la'ani. However, the Tanakhama holds that the only time that Beis Din could sell any items of a borrower in order to pay off the lender is only on those items that are not needed, b'chnei chayav. However, the mito mito matzah of asher or mito mito mapitz la'ani, Beis Din can never sell, and not even after 30 days. And this is the way we understood the Gemara according to Rashi. We also saw in the Braisa that the reason for the Tanakhama is that k'derech shemisadrin be'erchin kach misadrin be'balchayiv. As we will see in today's Gemara, we actually have gzeir shava from the word micha that states b'negei erchin and the word micha that states b'negei halva, and the pasuk b'negei erchin states v'machu me'erkecha, and we learn out of Mesechtes Erchin, Hechiyo me'erkecha, even if someone states Erki Elai, then the gizbe that comes to take a mashkin from a person that promises and makes a neder to give his erech to the Beis HaMikdash can only do so if the person has the money and can't afford it. However, k'she'en yodim yaseges, if he doesn't have enough money for his basic needs, then you can't take the money and he would be potter from paying up his pledge. And the din is that even though he said Erki Elai, he's nidim ba'sogas yad, and as Rashi brought, as the pasuk states, v'midol f'nei akoy and even if at a later point he becomes an usher, this person is potter and never has to pay the rest of the amount that he owes for his erech. And based on the Gzeir Shavah, the Tanakam applies this din to a Baal Chayv as well. And our Gemara now begins, we had the following Shaila, Maoshi Sadru Baal Chayv, do we say that we actually leave over certain items for a Baal Chayv, and at no point would Beis Din sell those items in order to satisfy the chayv of the borrower to the lender? The Gemara states, "Migama micha micha me'erchin aloi." Do we learn the gzeir shava micha micha from erchin or not? And lefi Rashi, the Gemara is actually asking, "Do we passing like the Tanakama, and therefore we learn the gzeir shava, or do we passing like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we don't have a kabbalah to learn this gzeir shava?" And as Ramban states, "Halacha oyin halacha kani boyelu the plukta the Tanakama Rav Shimon Gamliel he lefi mashi purashto b'lashim rishon ul'el k'tani b'braisa misadrin." And even though if this is a shaila, why didn't the Gemara just state Iboilu Halacha Tanakama or Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel? So Zokar Amban Ki Yitzba Beperek Kamdik Subis Ma'al Livel Lachatchila B'Shabes and Ki Yitzba Beperek Ma'al Garish Mi Be'inam B'Donai Loi. And even though it's a previous machlokes that was previously brought, but even so, the Gemara doesn't just ask who do we passing like. And the Gemara mentioned the Gzeir Shava Micha Micha, and that Gzeir Shava is based on the pasuk that states B'Degei Hava, as the pasuk states in Pasha Bahar V'Chiyamach Achicha Mata Yada Imach. And the Torah used the lashon v'chiyomach achicha. And regarding erechin in Pasha Bichu Kosei, the pasuk states v'machu me'erchicha v'amidol fnei akoyin v'herech oisei akoyin al pi asher tasek yad anoida yarichenu akoyin. And once again, the Torah used the lashon of micha as it states v'machu me'erchicha. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya. The sholach rabin bigarte that Rav sent in a letter. Dovez zeshalti l'chol rabbeisai that this question I asked all my rabbeim v'le'omer li dov. And they didn't respond to me. And Rashi says, "Davis Hashalti im lemanu gzeir shava de micha micha." That my shaila was gufa. Do we hold of the gzeir shava micha micha or not? And they didn't respond to me. Bram kachos the shaila. However, this is the shaila they did speak about. And based on this shaila, I had a teretz for my question. And as Rashi states, Bram kachos the shaila. Avakei nishalo shaila achas bebeis medrash. However, there was one shaila in the beis medrash, and mino yesh lumay she'im esadrin. And from there, we could learn that we actually don't make a gzeir shava of micha micha. And before we continue with the shaila, let us point out that certainly b'degei erchin there is a din of hasagas yad. And if Reuven states erki alai and the kohen evaluates that he doesn't have enough money, then the din is that he doesn't have to pay. And even if he becomes wealthy at a later point, he still doesn't have to pay. However, certainly if someone promises money for the bedek abayis of the Beis HaMikdash, for example, he promises to give $1,000 to the bedek abayis, and at that point he only has $500, so certainly the gizbe will will only take $500 at that point, but that person will always owe the other $500 to the Beis HaMikdash, and at a later point, if he becomes wealthy, then he certainly would have to pay up his pledge. And also keep in mind that certainly b'digay erchin, the din is that when misadrin for someone that said erki alai, the mesechtes erchin, the mishnayos actually go through how much will misadrin for the person that promises erki alai, and it's even more than just a mitu matzah la'asher and mitu mapitz la'ani. Reuven continued that the shaila was if Reuven says that I'm promising $100 for the bedek habayis, so the shaila is, do we compare the regular case of bedek habayis to the case of Erchin, and therefore we misadrin for someone that promises to give money to the Bedek HaBayis, or do we say that we're not misadrin? And Rabbi Yaakov Mishmeid Rapod of Rabbi Yemi Mishmeid Ufa Amri Kal V'Chayim Bal Chayiv, that we actually can learn Kal V'Chayim from Bal Chayiv, Uma Bal Chayiv Shemachzirin Ein Misadrin, that just like B'negei Bal Chayiv, although certainly before 30 days, the Torah tells us that you have to return his mashkin, and you have to return his Kli Yoyim B'Yoyim and Kli L'Blaylo B'Laylo. However, once 30 days comes, then Bezdin will sell all of his assets, and they won't leave him anything, and they won't even leave him a mito matzah la'asher or mito mapetz la'ani. Therefore, hegdish she'im machzirin ein adin she'im misadrin, and therefore b'digei hegdish, where if a gizba takes a mashkin from someone that promises money to a bedek habayis, there is no din that the gizba has to return that mashkin during the day or during the night. And therefore, certainly b'digei hegdish, we're not going to make a cheshbin of k'dei chayav for the person that made the neder, and in order to pay up his neder that he made to give $100 to hegdish and to Bedek HaBayis, we will seize all of his assets and we won't leave him anything. And therefore, Rabin points out that by the fact that they brought this Kal V'Chaymer, clearly they hold that we're not Mesadrin L'Bal Chayiv, and clearly they don't learn the Gzeir Shava of Micha Micha. And Lefi Rashi, clearly they pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and not like the Tanakama. And Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Omar, however, Rabbi Yechon argues, and he says, Nedah Be'echecha Ksiv, and that it says, Loshin Nedah B'Negei Erchin, and Ma Erchin Mesadrin, and therefore we learn out a Limud and a Hekish from Erchin to Neda, and just like B'negeya Erchin with Misadrin, Af Hegdish Misadrin, also B'negeya Hegdish, we are Misadrin. As the Pasuk states, B'negeya Erchin and Pasha B'chukosai, Dabo B'nei Sof, V'yamata Aleim, Ishki Yafli Neda B'ekcha Nefash Lashem, and since the Torah refers to Erchin as a Neda, therefore we compare the din of Erchin to the din of Neda. Gemara continues, V'idach, and what are the other manda Amrim referring to Rabbi Yaakov Mishmeid Bapoda and Rabbi Yemi Mishmeid Ilfa that learned the Kal V'chaymer and learned that we're not Misadrin by Hegdish? So what would they do with the limud of Rabbi Yechlon that seemed to teach us that there is a Hekish between Erchin and Hegdish? And the Gemara answers, Hahuli nidu b'choyde udasa, that this pasuk is teaching us that just like b'negei Erchin, it's nidin l'fich v'idai, therefore the same din applies b'negei Hegdish, and a person would be nidin l'fich v'idai. And what does that mean? So Ayin Rashi diba maskul hahu nidu b'choydai, Hekish nedel Erchin l'hochi asa, shim amad mei libi roishi l'chveidi alai, noisin mei kulai, as if Reuven would say that Dumma Malai, and I'm going to give my value to the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, we know there's a difference between saying Demei Alai or Erki Alai has been a gay Dumim. We evaluate him as if he would be an Eved that would be sold in a Shuk. And even though he only said that I'm giving the value of my heart or my head or my liver to the Beis HaMikdash, Lamaisa, those are Ivarim, Shana Shama Tluyaben, and therefore he owes the full value of his body to the Beis HaMikdash, and we evaluate him as if he'd be sold in a Shuk as an Eved. However, Im Amal, Eva Sheinan Shama Tluyabai, Dumma Valai, but if he would say about an Eva that his Nisham is not Talibai, and he would say, Dum Volai, Shaman, I say, Ke'evet, and Nimka B'Shuk, then we would also evaluate him as if he would be an Eved that would be sold in the Shuk, Kamu Shav B'Yad, Kamu Shav B'Layad, and how much is he valued at if he has a hand, or how much someone would pay for this Eved if he's an amputee, and Laham Milsa Istrich Lamigba Nedim Erchin, as Gabi Erchin Ksiv, Erchon of Foshais, and therefore we learn out, Im Oma Erch Eva Shan Shamat Luyabai, Alai, Noisa Deme Kulai, Im Oma Erch Yadi Alai, Loim. However, if Reuven promises to give the erich of his hand, then there is no value at all, and he doesn't have to pay at all. Shein erich kosov el nefesh, as the whole pasha of erchin was only stated we promised to give the erich of your entire nefesh. And Rashi explains what is the lashon of nidu b'chvaydoi, ha'eva nidu l'fich vaydoi, shem ha'neshama tluyaboy, nois demekulai, and if it's not a davish ha'neshama tluyaboy, then he would only have to pay the value of that eva itself, which we would figure out based on evaluating how much someone would pay for an Eved that has a hand or for an Eved that doesn't have a hand as he's an amputee. The Gemara continues and now asks that it comes out that Reuven as well as Rabbi Yaakov Mishmeid Bapada and Rabbi Yemi Mishmeid Ilfa took it for granted that certainly we would not be Misadrin Bal Chayiv, and they don't have the Kabbalah of Micha Micha, and they don't have a Gzeir Shavah. However, the Gemara asks, "V'yisavru b'alchoyev kavuchoyim me'erchin," that even though we can't learn Gzeira Shava, but there is one of the Shleish Asri Midah Shatayinu Nidreshben that you can learn, and this way we will be able to learn that we will be misadru b'alchoyev, and we should learn the kavuchoyim from erchin, u'mar erchin she'im achsirim misadrin, that even though b'negeya erchin, the din is that you never return anything that you take for erchin, and even so you misadrin, b'alchoyev she'machsirin ain't a din she'misadrin, so certainly b'negeya b'alchoyev, where the din is that in the first 30 days, you certainly have to return Iksus Laila B'Laila and Iksus Yoyim B'Yoyim, then certainly we should be Misadrin L'Balchoyev as well, and we should never be able to sell those items. And Ayin Rashi states, Ein Adin Shem Misadrin, Kishibol Limkul Achash Shleishim Yoyim, when we come to sell the assets of the borrower after 30 days, Yashit Loi Kidei Chayim, and Rashi gives examples, Kigoyim Mitu Mapetz L'Oshia, Behanach Da'om B'Erchin, and also all those other items that we mentioned in Masechtas Erchin on Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara responds, Omer Kor, that the Pasuk states, B'Degei Erchin, and since it loses the Lashon Hu, so we learn that the only time that we made this din of Achiyo Me'erkecha is only in the case of Erchin and not in the case of Balchoyiv. And the Gemara continues in Es, V'idach, and according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah that did learn the Gzeir Shava of Micha Micha, and therefore does learn that we are Misadrin L'Balchoyiv, so L'Chayr we have the Pasuk of V'machu Me'erkecha, and we just learned Hu V'loi Balchoyiv. And the Gemara explains that the Tanakam learns, Hai Hu Ad Shehe Bakosim Et Chilas. And Rashi explains Shem Herich Atzmei Oni, that if Reuven promised to give his Erech to the Beis HaMikdash at a time that he was Oni, and then he became an Osher prior to the Kohen evaluating him, in a Nidin Basar Gesod El Noisin Erech Osher, then he still has responsibility to pay for Erechin, even though at the time that he made the Nedah, he was not wealthy enough to pay off the Erechin. And Taisa states Lemuute Oni Vehesher Vechoz Veheni the Noisin Erech Osher K'Rabbi Huda the Parakasigad. And I in Taisa Dibel Maschol Ma Erech where Tais is bothered that how can you make a kavuchayma for Erchin based on the fact that you don't return the chayfets that you take from him, and even so you misadrin vim toima kimin shim misadrin umenichin lo ishiyam mefurish b'mishnah, since the gizba doesn't take all of his money and he leaves for him all of the items that stayed in the mishnah mesechtas Erchin im kain machazor shaykh, how is it possible to ever return those items that are umenichin lo legamri if all those items were already left by the person that made the nedah to give Erchin kedei and therefore there was nothing to return to him. If the gizba goes and takes money from the person who said then that if you take and as we know that if someone's mechayev themselves to pay their erchin to the Beis HaMikdash, then we would take a mashkin from them, then we would be able to take everything from him, and therefore the din of chazara would apply. And keep in mind that we learned our sugya completely like Rashi, that learns that the machlokes of misadrin l'balchayiv or ein misadrin l'balchayiv is gufad machlokes of our mishnah between Rav Shimon Gamliel, who doesn't learn the gzeira shava micha micha, and therefore he learns that ein misadrin l'balchayiv, and the Tanakamo learns ein misadrin l'balchayiv, and Rashi and Dibur Maschal of Eidach states Tanakamo the Masis in the om misadrin l'balchayiv diktonin. How do we know that Tanakamo holds ein misadrin l'balchayiv? Because we learned in the Mishnah, in mess in a machsel yoshev haloi machsel oilam ayin sham. And the Gemara continues vechziu behegdish kavuchayim b'alchoyiv, that why the Gemara before state that b'negeya hegdish, if a gizba takes a mashkin from someone that owes money to hegdish, that there is no din to return ksus yoyim b'yoyim and ksus laila b'laila even for the first 30 days, and even before you could sell these items in order to take the money from the person that owes money to hegdish. However, we should learn a kavuchayim from b'alchoyiv that the gizba should also have to return these items to the person they took these items from, and he took the mashkin from, and the Gemara explains what the kavuchayim would be. And just like b'negeya b'alchoyiv, and as we explain, l'fida tanakama would not misadul b'alchoyiv machzirin, and even so, the Torah tells us you have to return the mashkin, and you have to return k'sus yoyim b'yoyim and k'sus laila b'laila. So hegdish shemisadrin ain't a din shemachzirin. So l'chayr at least l'fira beichron that learned the hekesh between hegdish and erchin, and learned that we are misadrin for hegdish. So l'chayr we should have a kavuchayma that if we're misadrin by hegdish, so certainly we should be machzirin. Gemara explains that although you may have a kavuchayma, however we have a pasuk that tells us specifically that the din of a chazara doesn't apply to hekdesh, as amakra, as the pasuk states, hashiv tashiv leisa avik kivaya shabesh v'shachav v'sal masay uverachaka ulachati etzdaka l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. And therefore, we learn that the only time that the Torah requires a person to give back a mashkin to the bal chayiv is only b'negiyah someone that needs bracha. However, yotze hekdesh ain't sarach bracha. Hekdesh is not included, as a kadosh baruch hu is kaviyachol the owner of hekdesh, and he doesn't need any brachas. And the gemara asks, v'loi, is it true that hekdesh doesn't need a bracha, but the pasuk tells us benching, as Hashem alakecha, that you should eat, you should be satisfied, and you should bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that there is a concept of bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara responds, mashkin, it says, by returning the mashkin to your friend and to the Baal Chayiv, it'll be a tzedakah for you. It is only referring to someone that needs tzedakah, and since Hegdish doesn't need tzedakah, therefore they're not included in the din of chazara. And Rabbeinu B'chai and Pash B'chakosai points out shekol tzedakah shaloi, that all tzedakahs belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yesh chol haskel eichel shom b'gemara shehekdash ein tzachar tzedakah av bracha tzarech v'zeh mevui l'maskel, that l'cher tzarech bia. How the Gemara state that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs brachas, but even so the Gemara states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need tzedakah? And what is the difference between tzedakah and brachas? And the Gemara continues, eshchei rav b'avu alelio d'koy b'es ha'kfar shalayu chavim. Rav b'avu find that Elio Navi was standing in the base of Kvaris of Goyim, Amalei, Maoshi, Yisadr Bachayiv. So Avo asked Elio Navi, what is the din bin Negev being Misadr Bachayiv? Amalei, and Elio responded, Gama Micha Micha Me'erchen, that we pass him like the Tanakama, and we learned the Xer Shava, Micha Micha Me'erchen. As we stated, Gabi Erchen Ksiv in Machu Me'erchcha, and Gabi Bachayiv Ksiv in Chiyam Chachicha. And therefore, from the Pashas of the Lashon of the Sugya, it seems that Elio was passing like the Tanakama, and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. However, Ayin the long Taisis Dibur Maskel Mashiyu Sadru B'Chayiv, how he learns our Gemara, and Ayin the Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah Shunun, where he says Klima the Pshit Leder Rav Bavua the Misadrin, that Rav Bavua definitely learned that when Misadrin B'Chayiv, and he passing like the Tanakama, Avol Yishoyo Melio Meiz Mikra Lomid Leisai, and he was asking from Elio that what is the Makar for this din, and of course the Mefarshim discuss why was Elio in a Beis Hakvaris, and the Mefarshim also discuss that we know that Teri Lei Bashemayim Bi Ayin. And we continue on Daf Kuf Yudal Mabez, and the Gemara continues with another Shaila that Rav Bavua asked Elio, Minayin La'arim Shlo Yitraim, that how do we know that someone that is not wearing clothes cannot take off Truma? And Elio responded based on a Pasuk in Pashas Emma, Dechsiv, V'layirah B'cha, Eves Dava, and as Rashi points out, that Rav Bavua's Shaila was not if you actually could take off Truma while you're not wearing clothing, as still you could do so, but the Shaila was, but again, making a bracha, and as Rashi says, B'shah Shatu Madababai, and therefore someone that takes off truma needs a bracha, and therefore you can't take off truma while you're not wearing clothing. And why is it that he asked b'negei truma and he should have just asked stama b'negei brachas? The hasam tam, because we learned in Masechta Truma is a magubin truma of arum, that one cannot separate truma while he's arum, and therefore Rabbi Bavu was asking why is it that he can't be tayim truma kishu arum, and Elio answered that it's based on the fact that you have to make a bracha and you can't make a bracha while you're arum. And Ayin Taisi is due to Maskel Menayin L'Arim Shloi Term Havel El Meimah Menayin Shloi Varech the B'shar Shetarim Menu Eini Asa El B'shas Bracha V'shah Brachas Asa L'Varech Kishu Arim El Nakat Hachi Mishun D'Mishnehi Arim Loi Term, as Rashi pointed out. And the Gemara continues, Om Malay Surab Bavua continued and ask Elio, Lav Koyin Humar, aren't you a Koyin? And my time a Koyin Mar B'Beis HaKvaris, and how could it be that you're standing in a Beis HaKvaris? Om Malay, and Elio responded, "Loi masi mat hayris, did you not learn Masechtas Tayris? The Tanya, as we learned in the Masechtas Tayris, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Kivrein shel Eved Chavim, ein mitamin, that the Kfarim of Eved Chavim are not mitamin. Shenem, as the pasuk states in Yecheskel, ve'etin tzoyni tzoy marisi adam atem, and we learn out atem kriim adam, that you are called adam, ve'in Eved Chavim kriim adam, and Eved Chavim are not included in the term adam. And as Rashi says, the gabe oil ksiv adam, and b'degei the tumah oil, it says the lashon adam." As the pasuk in Parshas Chukas teaches us, Adam kiyamas ba'oil, and it's mashma from Rashi that the only tumah that doesn't apply to a goy is only tumas oil, but tumas mago masa would apply. And there's actually a three machlekes between Rishonim, as some learn like Rashi that tumas oil doesn't apply to a goy, but tumas mago masa does apply to the goy, and some learn learn that no tuma applies to a goy, and the tuma magomasa also doesn't apply to a goy, while others learn that all tumas apply to a goy. And I am in the middle of the long tesis on the kufyudalim base, where tesis points out afgad the lekaimel and kavasei elikav shum galil the mastis and the olays the osam aduus of the chavim mishum oil the time of the aliyah mishum the reverenus yesh ben peseach tefach. And the real reason why aliyah was able to be in this basic kavars is because most reverenus have peseach tefach v'yesh makom shle gazru kagoyin lotzis lekus malachim chayetzabai, and therefore he was able to be in the basic kavars. Now keep in mind that aliyah brought a raya to his din from a brisa, and aliyah said to Rav Bavua, loy masti matayrus, did you not learn mesechta tayrus? And the gemara therefore continues on Malay that Rav Bavua responded to aliyah, babo malay metzina b'shisa metzina, do you think that we even understand the four sedarim that are relevant to us nowadays, and we still have to understand those four sedarim, and certainly we don't get involved in the other two sedarim that are not relevant bisman hazeh? And Rashi explains, what are we referring to by bar sedarim? Kagoyin moyed yeshuas, which of course is the zikin, noshim, and noshim shei noigis bisman hazeh, kib bisman habayis, the kachim nami, and even though kachim is not noig bisman hazeh, kib bisman habayis, however, kidichsev, v'chom mokam, mukta mugash lishmi, v'amin an eil tamil chomim, ha'iskim bilchas avayda, v'chom mokam, ma'al alayin ha'kosev, kilo makriven ha'iskim bis ha'midosh, and therefore kachim is still applicable nowadays, however, b'shish mitzina, b'tmiya, zroyim in a noig b'chutz la'aretz, v'chim tayris, and therefore, in a chenami, I'm not a bucky in the brises of Masechtas Tayris. And I'm in the bottom thesis who points out, Hachi Gassina de Tanya, as we learned in the brisa, Rav Shim Ben Choya Oymer, and there ain't a Mishnah b'shim makayim, and this is not a Mishnah any place, v'oyd mishnayis, afshel zroyim v'tayris, ha'yishkuris lehem, that certainly the Masechtas in Seder Zroyim and Seder Tayris, that they would definitely be kiyim in those Masechtas, v'had to come by Abola Mitzina, b'shisa Mitzina, ha'inim v'tesefta, that is referring to brises and tesefta's. And the Gemara continues that Elio was still not satisfied on Malay, and Elio still gave an argument to Rav Bavua, Vamai, and Lemaisa, why don't you know the other two starim? And on Malay, and Rav Bavua said, the Chikli Milsa, as I don't have money, and therefore it's very hard for me to learn at all times, and therefore I barely learned the four starim, and I can't learn the other two starim. And the Gemara tells us, Dabre Vaile Ganedin, so Elio took Rav Bavua, and he brought him to Ganedin, on Malay, Pshoik Limcha, and he told him that he should take off his jacket, and Safi Shokom Hanitafi, and he should go and collect these leaves of Gan Eden that are very valuable. Safa Shokol, so Rav Bavua listened, and he took a lot of these leaves. Kavinofik Shama Dakama, Man Ka'ochala Alme, Kurav Bavua, and once he was leaving, he heard a baskal come out and say that who is taking his schar in Omil Mazer, like Rav Bavua, that's taking these leaves. So Nafish Shadinu, by hearing this, Rav Bavua decided he doesn't want these leaves, and therefore he emptied his pockets and he left all the leaves in Gan Eden. Bafilu Hachi, Aisi Leglime, and even so, he took his coat, Sachet Glime Recha, and his clothing absorbed all the smell and the beautiful smells of Gan Eden. Lemaisa, he was able to sell that coat, and Zavne Betresa Alfa Dinre, and he was able to sell that coat for 12,000 dinarin, which is, of course, a lot of money, and Palgina Lechasvenuse, and he gave part of that money to his sons in law in order to support them. And Rashi points out that Rav Bavua said to Elio Anovi, Lab Koyinmar, aren't you a Koyin? The Iklamanda Omid Elio Pinchas, that there is a man Omid a hold that Elio is Pinchas, the Chsibay Kane Kanasi, the Chem Pinchas Bekane is Kanasi. And of course, since Pinchas was a Koyin, therefore Elio Anovi was also a Koyin. However, Ayin Tesis, who brings down that Elio potentially was from Bnei Leah or Bnei Rachel, and he wasn't a Koyin, and some learned that he was from the Shevet of God, and some learned that he was from the Shevet of Binyamin, and it could be that Rav Bavua was not getting involved in his Machlekes, and he just asked Elio that Lav Koyin Mar, that Lemaisa, there is an opinion that you are a Koyin, and how could you be in a Besa Kvaris? And Elio responded that even if it's true that I am a Koyin, I still have a right to be in a Besa Kvaris. And I in the second last tesis on the Zomid, Omalei Lav Koyin Ato, Temelari, Hechechio Benoshal Amono, Kivin Shekoyinoya, Dechsiva Yismoid Al Yelad, that how could it be that Elio lie down on the child in order to revive him, in order to perform Trias Amesim, if Elio was a Koyin? Beishloime Shay Borloi Shechio, that he was certain that he would be able to get him to be alive, Lakachoyim Mutu Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore was Mutu because of Pikuach Nefesh. And the Mephoshim discussed that why does Tesis have to say that Elio was certain that he would be able to get the child to be alive if Lemaisa, even if it would be a Suffolk, we know that Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is Lahakel, and even so Elio would have been able to be Matama Lemaisim. Kisim, and the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk in Pasha Kisese states that when someone takes a mashkin from Oni, Vim Osh Oni, who Leisishka Bavoitoi, that he not let sleep using his beged, and right now the Gemara thinks that it means that the lender cannot use his clothing and can't sleep with his clothing, Ha Osher Shachiv, and it's mashmur that a wealthy person can't sleep with the clothing of the Oni or with his bedding, and the Gemara is my Koma, and the Gemara is my Koma, and as Rashi says, V'chi B'shvil Shu Osher, that do we think that since the borrower is an usher, therefore the Torah is Matthew to sleep with his talis, by Rei Ribbis Etzloi Sheishtamish B'mashkoin Echinam, then this would be considered a case of Ribbis, because you're using his mashkin for nothing. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes explains that you didn't understand the Pshan de Braisa, as Hachi Kama, this is what the Braisa means to say, Vim Ish Anihu, if he's a person that's an Ani, Lashishka Vavita Etzlecha, that you should not go to sleep, and his mashkin is still by you, and you have to return his Ksus Laila, or anything they needs at night, for example, his bed and his mattress, and you have to return it at night. However, if the person is wealthy and he has other beds and he has other materials in order to sleep, then there's no requirement to return his mashkin to him at night. And the Gemara continues with a very difficult brisa to learn based on the actual words of the brisa. As the brisa states, Tanur Rabbanan, Hamalvus Chaveira, Einu Rishoy L'mashkinoi, that if someone lends his friend, he's not allowed to take a mashkin, Be'inu Chay L'achseloi, and he's not responsible to return a mashkin to him. And if he takes the mashkin back, then it'll be over on all of these yisurim, as Rashi brings, Hashiv Tashiv, Vleisushka Bavoitoi, Bad Ba Hashem, Tashiveneloi. And Taisus Masechta Zavid Zara on Daf Samach Vav explains that the Lashon of Shema is the Kama, Hainu Shem de Issa, is referring to yisurim, and Kamayin, just like we find in Masechta Shabbos, that the Gemara uses the Lashon, Loimin Hashem Uzeh, Gabi Yesh Eichel, Novela Achas, Bechai Vleha Chatois. And once again, the Gemara is bothered as to the Lashon of Braisa, and the Gemara asks, "My Kama, what is Pshan the Braisa?" And Rashi explains, "Diktoni ain't a chayv lachzloi." As the Braisa first specified that you don't have to return the mashkin to him, va'oyed hadutoni, and then right afterwards we stated, "Oyed b'chol Hashem salalu," that he'll be over on all these yisurim. And l'chayr, how could it be that he'll be over on these yisurim if there's no responsibility to return the mashkin to the borrower? And the Gemara brings two different ways to understand our Braisa. As number one, Amar Rav Sheshes Hachi Kama, Hamal v'schaveir ain't a reshay l'mashkinoi, that if someone lends money to his friend, then he's not allowed to take a mashkin. And if you do take a mashkin, then if you take his ksus yoyim, you have to return it during the day. And if you take ksus laylo, you have to return it at night. And then the words that you is going on the sefer where you took a mashkin and you didn't return these items to him in the proper time. Now, of course, Rav Sheshes actually had to change the words of the Braisa, and instead of the Braisa stating Rav Sheshes changed it, and he said that the Braisa really meant to say that Yechayv L'Hachzaloi, and therefore Rava Omar, Rava argues on Rav Sheshes, and he says, Hachi Kama, this is Pshan de Braisa, Hamal V'Schaveir Ein Rishay L'Mashkinoi, that if someone lends money to his friend, then he now take a mashkin from him, then mashkin Yechayv L'Hachzaloi, and certainly if you take a mashkin from him, then you're responsible to return it to him, and you have to return Ksus Yoyim B'Yoyim and Ksus Laila B'Laila, however, B'med V'Amurim, Shem Mashkin Yishloi B'Shas Avasai, this is only talking about a case where you took a mashkin that was not at the time of Avah, and bezin to Ksus Mashkin, Al Mashkin B'Shas Avasai, Ein Echayv L'Hachzaloi, but if you took a mashkin midaitai, and when the lender was giving a loan to the borrower, the lender required the borrower to give him a mashkin, and the borrower gave him the mashkin, so in that case, it was done midaitai, and therefore, you don't have to return the mashkin to him at all, and the chiyuvim in the Torah are only referring to a mashkin shalei b'shas avah, and not referring to a case of a mashkin b'shas avah, and that is how Rav explained the words of the Braisa that state, Be'ein Echayv L'Hachzaloi. However, then the Braisa continues and states, V'oiv b'chol Hashem Esalalu, and Zok Rava, that's going back on the Reisha and not on the Sefer, and it's going back to a case where Bezin actually took a mashkin shalei b'shas avah, and there is a chiyuv to give back the mashkin to the Baal Chayiv, and if the Leiva doesn't return Kli Yoyim B'Yoyim and Kli Laila B'Laila, then the Leiva will be over on various Yisurim, and the Gemara continues and brings another Braisa, and once again it will be unclear as to the exact meaning of the Braisa, as Tani Rav Shizbi Kamid Rava, as Rav Shizbi learned the following Braisa in front of Rava, that the Braisa states that the Pasuk in Pasha Mishpatim states, Im Chavol Tachbol Samos Re'echa, that if a lender takes the clothing of a borrower for a mashkin, then a boa shemesh teshivenalei, then you have to return it kevoya shemesh. And the Brisa states at boa shemesh teshivenalei zuk sus laila. This is referring to sus laila. Then when the pasuk states in Pashki Seitze hashiv tashiv lo yasa avid kevoya shemesh v'shacha b'simlasa rechakol lechati etzdakol fnei Hashem lekecha zuk sus yaim. This is referring to sus yaim. And based on the simple reading of the Brisa, it seems that the Brisa is telling us that you have to return sus yaim to the borrower during the night, and you have to return ksus laila to the borrower during the day. And therefore, the Gemara asks, why would someone need his ksus yoyim at night, and why would someone need his ksus laila during the day? So, should I get rid of this brisa, and should I consider them a mishabeshta, and therefore take it out of the brises? And Rav responded to Rashusbi, loy, that you don't have to take it out of the brises. As Hachi Kama, this is the way to understand the brisa. When the Brisa states at Ba Shemesh to Shivenloi Zuk Sus Yoyim Shenitna Lachba Balaila, it's actually referring to Ksus Yoyim, which can be taken as a mashkin at night. As Rashi explains that when the Brisa mentions Ksus Laila Ksus Yoyim Lav Tashmish Yoyim V'Tashmish Laila Kama, we're not talking about Ksus Yoyim that's worn during the day, or Ksus Laila that's worn during the night, El Ksus Hasuy L'Mashkin Balaila, and it's referring to that type of clothing which is generally taken as a mashkin at night, meaning that it's clothing that's used during the day, or Ksus Hasuy L'Mashkin. And we're also talking about that clothing that a Baal Chayiv can take as a mashkin during the day, referring to Ksus Laila and referring to his bed and to his mattress. And similarly, when Bryce explained, Hashiv Tashiv Loisa Ovei Kevoya Shemesh Zuk Ksus Laila Shenitl Lachbal B'yoyim, that's not actually referring to a Beged Laila, but it's referring to a Beged Yoyim, which is something which is normal to take during the night. And the Torah teaches us that if you take a Beged Yoyim from someone, then even though you could take the mashkin and you could keep it at night, but once sunrise comes, then the lender has to make sure to return his ksus yoyim back to the borrower during the daytime. And the Gemara continues, that if a lender took a mashkin from the borrower, and then, for example, it was a ksus yoyim, and he gave it back to the borrower during the day, and now the borrower dies, and the same say, we don't have to return this mashkin as it's metaltlin, and we know metaltlin diasmi loy mishtabdi. However, since this item was a mashkin, therefore, the lender still has a right to go and take the mashkin away from the borrower's children. And as Rashi says, the kimin the mashkin e kanya, as since he took it as a mashkin, therefore he was already koina. And Gemara continues and asks a question, Rabbi Yechon, meisvei amra meir ameis stated v'chim ashkar hashem mashkin, that after we allowed a person to take a mashkin, lam machsirin, why would he have to return the mashkin to the borrower? And the Gemara asks, lam machsirin, that of course you have to return this item, as Rachmana Oma Ahada, the Torah tells us specifically that a lender has to return a mashkin to the borrower. And the Gemara therefore continues and explains that our main shail is elam achashim achsirin, that if the Torah tells us that the lender should give back the mashkin to the borrower, and we continue on daf kuf tesvav amid aleph lam chayzu mashkin, so why would the lender ever go and take the mashkin back from the borrower if in any case every 12 hours he'll have to be busy in giving the mashkin back to the borrower? And Ramei explains shleitei shvius mishem tasai v'leyasa metalfon eitzel banav, that the reason why he always takes it back is because he wants to make sure that it's considered a mashkin. And as Rashi says, v'lehavi mashkin b'yadai, v'al malvah mashkin einu mishamet, and also v'lo yasa metafel eitzel banav, she lo yomis po'ida mashkin muchsloi, v'hi metafel eitzel banav, as the lender's concerned that if the borrower will die, then if the mashkin at that point is in their rishus, then he won't be able to be goyva from the mashkin. And clearly this is against the din of Rabbi Yechon, as Rabbi Yechon stated that even if the mashkin is in the rishus of the yorshim, since at one point the bachoyv already took this mashkin, therefore, it's considered that the Baal Chayiv owns the mashkin, and the Baal Chayiv could be given from the Yorshin, and the din of metalta yasmi loy mishtabdi le Baal Chayiv doesn't apply to a mashkin. And as the Gemara states, time in the hodah mashkinay, that the only reason why he could collect this item is only because he has it in his rishus and he took it back as a mashkin. But if he didn't take it back in a mashkin and it's still in the rishus of the Yorshin, then he would not be able to collect it, and therefore it's a raya against Rabbi Yechon. And Amar Rabbi Adar Bar Masna, v'lav tirutikum metaretz law, once we had to explain this brisa and explain the shita rameya tarat tzachi. Let's explain the shita rameya as follows: that the shaila was v'chim achshem achsirin lo mashkin meikara. The rameya was asking that after you can anyway have to return it at some point, and the lender has to return ksus yoyim b'yoyim and ksus laila b'laila, why would he even go and bother to take a mashkin lechatchila? And as Rashi says, lo mashkin meikara dov shalav lachser, as in any case he's going to have to return it, and ma moiloi, and how is it helping him? And the Gemara explains shloitei shviyish mishem tasai. metafel is obanov, as by taking a mashkin, then he's cleaning the mashkin, and therefore, even if at the time of Shemitah, the mashkin is in the hands of the Yoshin, still Shemitah would not be Meshamet, as it would be considered a malval mashkin, and therefore it's in a Meshamet. In addition, even if the Yisraimim have this item at the time that the father dies, the lender could still come and grab the mashkin from the Yoshim, as the din of metafel diaspi, loy mishtav del bachoyv, doesn't apply, since the bachoyv already was cleaning the mashkin. And in top tesis, we are asked, Hikshar Abchana v'lam mechazur mashkin, that even if he's there, why is it that the malvo goes and takes the mashkin every 24 hours? If l'chira, once he already took it one time, he already was cleaning the mashkin, and therefore there was no further purpose for him to having the mashkin. And tesis answers, v'yishleima k'dei yishluicha halei v'lichba v'gam yimah l'fray reiva v'levakish moi k'im ispai shebechol yon v'yoy m'yachsu mashkinoi v'mekal makam loy rotza gemara l'tarot skein k'sha'am loy m'mashkana me'ikara d'adivin me'mishani lei ayin in tesis. And on this point, Rabbi Ichran that stated mashkana yomeis shoyim tim al-gavi bonav, so the Shita brings for the Ramach that nira loyma the shoyim tim al-gavi bonav stomachama that filo besim mutu loy likonis filo shoyim tim al-mitasai. And in this case, there is no issa for the Bachoyv to actually go into the home of the Yisraimim and actually grab the item. The reason is the Hod Malvahu, as this item belongs to the Malva, Uchipikodin Dami, the Shalohu Naital, the time of my Umrabon, the Inchlech Bezin, Nichtes Labes Loiva, Kadeshi Loya Loiva, Shay Lohitzi, Apachish Bekalim, Avalhocha, Huxus Yidiahu, Lahai Malva, Bidilehu, the Koshokomene, Blitzarchlech Bezin Klal, the Nafkalimiteris Hava, Ayan Sham, and we will stop over here.